Brian Yenis on the story for us. Brian.
Harris, well, that 60-year-old teen seen in that video assaulting an NYPD officer was released on his own recognizance free, despite the fact that he has a criminal record that includes possession of a loaded gun. And get this, he was arrested for robbery just 6 days ago and released. We're going to play that disturbing video one more time. Here is that video showing this incident. It shows the teen punching an NYPD officer in the head. Then a 16-year-old girl joins, attacking both officers. At one point, the male teen puts the officer in that chokehold before another officer comes in and helps subdue him. The male officer was treated at a hospital for head and shoulder swelling. The NYPD said the two teens were caught jumping the subway turnstile, and the male got verbally aggressive for 3 minutes with the officers before the assault. The NYPD Police Union head, Patrick Lynch, released a statement saying, "If New Yorkers want to know why the chaos in the transit system is not improving more quickly, this is why. The criminals underground know they can get in a brawl, choke a cop, and be back out in hours. Cops are putting ourselves on the line to make the subway safer, but we're feeling abandoned by a justice system that won't back us up." New York City transit crime is up 53% compared to the same time last year. New York City Mayor Eric Adams just spoke about the attack moments ago.
We're saying, let's re-examine the bail laws in the area of violent offenders. Violent offenders. Robbery is a violent crime. So as soon as we catch them, the system releases them, and they repeat the action.
Mayor Adams said this is why New York City is viewed, quote, as a laughingstock. Harris?
A dangerous laughingstock. Brian, thank you.